I'm Leah, and I am a high-functioning introvert living in Beijing, China, with my family, where I teach middle school kids at an international school. I've recently joined a gym where I'm enjoying some alone time listening to podcasts while working the weight machines. Edie, I'm turning my fluff into buff.
Hi, I'm Edie. And Leah, I am super proud of you for becoming buff. Wow.
Not there yet.
Now I had to, well, you look pretty buff to me. I had to ask my mom to be my accountability partner to make sure I was doing my jog walks because it's been super hot and humid in Wisconsin, and it's not motivating to me to walk or jog. Mm-hmm. But anywho, I'm a Midwestern mom of three and a middle school reading specialist.
We're the two chit-chat chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Duolingo and freshening up your yard.
We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Leaning into alone time.
And, of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Why don't you take it away, Leah?
Okay. Well, I want to share a favorite app with you that works very well for introverts who want to learn a new language. Have you heard of Duolingo, Edie?
Well, I have heard of it, but that is where it ends.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I've got the copy here. So here's what they say. Duolingo is the most popular language learning platform and the most downloaded education app in the world with more than 300 million users. The company's mission, the company's mission is to make education free, fun, and accessible to all. Duolingo is designed to feel like a game, and it's scientifically proven to be effective, whatever that means. So, Edie, as you know, I live in China, and my Mandarin should be much better than it is. It's not bad. Well, it is actually quite bad. Shockingly bad, in fact. But since I've started using this app, I am much, much more confident. I'm speaking more. I'm not so reluctant to speak. And I'm learning the characters, which, you know, I had learned characters many, many years ago, and I always look at them and go, oh, I knew that once. But now they're coming back to me. So I'm super motivated by it. There are a few annoying bits. So they say it's their mission to make education accessible to all, or languages accessible to all, but only if you want to put up with a lot of annoying bells and whistles, beep, beep, and you get locked out. Once you make five mistakes, you get locked out and you can't get back in for several hours, or you can buy hearts. So that's how they make money, right? You can buy yourself back in. But then I just quit until they let me back in again.
That doesn't sound motivating to lock out their learners. What if I did that in my classroom? You made five mistakes.
Know.
Slam, get out.
Yeah, get out of here. I know. And the sound effects are also super annoying. And you have to hear them because, of course, you need the sound turned on to hear, right, to hear the language and to practice. But, there are some, you know, some bells and beeps. I don't know. But whatever the case, I really do like it. I feel like I have improved dramatically. So one more. They keep sending me notifications. The different characters. There's all these characters, right, that you meet. They're like, hello, this is Amstad from, right? Why haven't you signed on in the last 3 days, right? We're waiting for you. So that... I need to learn how to turn off notifications because I'm tired. I'm getting more text messages from the Duolingo characters than I am from my friends.
But I
still fun, and it's very motivational.
I'm still struggling with if this is a good thing or not, Leia. It's hilarious. So can you learn any language?
I'm sure not any language, but more than 300. So there's a lot. Oh. You can even learn Esperanto.
What's that?
You know, like it's not a made up language. What is Esperanto? It's well, it is. It's like a universal language that some people created once upon a time.
Well, my tip is a little less annoying. There will be no beeps and clacks and locking out. My tip, which sounds so stupid after yours, my tip is to freshen up your yard or balcony as we get ready to go from summer into fall.
Oh, okay. How do you do that?
Well, first I want to talk about the state of the yards that I see when I'm out walking and jogging. They are atrocious. Uh-huh. They are depressing. I jog by several houses that have hanging baskets of just dead foliage.
Oh,
just, no. like it's in the middle. It's just dead. And then, you know, people aren't pulling their thistles. People are just, you know, it's mainly like dead containers of things. And, oh, it's depressing. So what I did after being inspired by all these dead, you know, containers, I didn't have. Well, yeah, I did. But what I did was I went around my yard and I pulled out all the plants in my containers and I cut back in my yard everything that was dead or like looking just worn out. Because, you know, annuals get worn out. Did you know that? From blooming all summer. Yes, I did. You know, the poor things. They want to be put to rest. Yeah, they're exhausted. They want to be put to rest in the compost. So that's what I did, threw them all in the compost. And then I went to a local gardening store and I bought containers and containers of mums and asters. And I just stuck those pots everywhere. I didn't even bother like planting them in the container. I just stuck the plastic container in among the foliage. What a difference.
Because those are fall flowers, right?
Those are fall asters flowers. And now everything looks super freshened up because I like to sit on my deck at night and it was getting pretty sad, you know. So when it gets cooler, I mentioned earlier that it's super hot and humid. I'm sweating right now, like the air conditioning can't keep up. But when it gets cooler, I'm going to add like pumpkins and gourds to my fall, you know, fall landscaping. If I did that right now, they would just rot. So my tip is to freshen up your yard or balcony or whatever you have, even if it just means getting rid of all your dead flowers and doing nothing else, you know?
Right. Yeah.
No one wants to look at those.
Come on. I know. Winter's just around the corner, right? Get it together, Wisconsin folks. Clean up your act.
Get it together.
Edie, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer. In the glowing. Come sing and be merry.
It's time for Campfire Chat. This week, we want to explore the importance of alone time. As a parent of three, Leia, and a single mom, I do not get enough alone time. You'd think I would get plenty of it because my kids are older, but that just isn't the case because older kids do require a lot of tending. Right? You can't just like let them out to pasture and say good luck.
Not quite.
They need help with their college apps and, you know, they eat a lot. And I also do really enjoy hanging out with them. It's really fun. So I do a lot of that. I have found that my window for alone time is the morning. which is why I get up most mornings at 4:30, because I like that time to write, drink coffee, and I like to apply my luminous makeup. Luminous, Leia.
Yes, your dewy complexion makeup.
They must be glowing.
Yes, glowing at all times. Well, people who know me know that I need a lot of alone time, and I actually have a name for it. I've dubbed it Leia time, as in I need to leave this potluck that I am hosting right now so I can go get some Leia time. If you haven't heard it yet, my most famous story is that I left my own party to go take a bubble bath upstairs. But here's the thing, Edie, nobody missed me. They really didn't miss me. So that's another argument in favor of potlucks, I might add. You provide the place and the beverage, and it's a free-for-all. Come out looking resplendent in your caftan once in a while, designate somebody as a drink refresher, and give yourself the luxury of slipping away when you need to.
Well... Something is just a bit off about that whole thing, Leia, of getting your alone time during a potluck when you invited people over. But it really seems to work for you, so I'm not rocking the boat, but yeah. But if I was at one of your potlucks, I would follow you into the bathtub.
Well, you'd be welcome. You could sit on the toilet. We could chat. No, you couldn't jump in with me, but... But you could perch on the side and we could chit-chat.
On the side. Well, let's talk about some realistic ways people might get alone time. Because most of us don't need to flee our own potlucks just to get some time for ourselves, Leia.
I'm just constantly in need of it. That's the thing. But yes, okay. So... Well, I shared this tip before that when my family is annoying me at dinner, because we have dinner together every evening, I just pick up my plate and I walk to the bedroom and I eat on the bed and I watch a show, you know, I just hang out, and then I'm rejuvenated. I come back and I'm no longer annoyed with anybody and they've finished their annoying behavior. So but let me say, Edie, our apartment is actually quite small by North American standards. So we all do kind of have to retreat to our places when we do our work, we watch our own shows, stuff like that. So I'll say we're a pretty tight-knit family and we like to be close by each other, but we don't want to be in each other's pockets all the time either. Interestingly, Edie, I would say that all four of us are pretty introverted, so we just kind of navigate around each other really well and respect boundaries and privacy, even in our fairly small apartment. How about you?
Well, one thing that came to my mind that's really not on topic, Leia, is that perhaps family dinners are overrated.
I don't know. I mean, we've been
Maybe
having
you just
them since...
Need, like, four a week. I don't know.
Well, that's true. And sometimes I just say, like, tonight's going to be, I'm going to pretend I'm single and I just go to the bedroom anyway with popcorn and I do my own thing. So that does happen on occasion. But
your little role play. That's cute.
Yes.
I'm going to pretend I'm single. All right. Well, I like alone time, like after dinner. And after I've cleaned up, mm-hmm. I like to make a cup of tea and I like to just go and sit on my deck by myself because it's not like anyone ever wants to join me. So it's really easy to get alone time on my freshened up deck. I just like sit there and, you know, look at my plants, think about how I need to pick tomatoes. You know, stuff like that. It's just very nice. And usually, you know, it's cooler in the evening. So I get, you know, 10 minutes of alone time there and I just sit there.
I like it. Well, for me, I think about when my kids were little. They're pretty self-sufficient with their sports now. But when I used to go watch them God forbid that I do anymore. I never watch my kids. Maybe when they, it's sometimes when they have games, but when I used to go to practice with them for swimming or soccer or whatever it was, I was the parent who would either walk the track. All the other parents would be, you know, sitting and chatting and, you know, drinking their coffee or whatever. And I'd just be walking around because I just find it too stressful to sit with people I sort of know, but not really, and chit chat with them, right? Or sometimes I'd even just sit in the car and read or listen to a podcast rather than be with the other parents. So, so antisocial.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But now, nowadays, I don't have that, you know, I don't need to worry about that anymore. And for me these days, the gym is actually a place for me to get lost in my own world a bit. So sometimes I go with my friend Kim, and it's really fun when we go together and we get caught up on what's going on in each other's lives. But I also go by myself quite often. And I love putting in my AirPods and either listening to a podcast or music or just something, you know, meditative and getting into my own groove. Because it's interesting. I find the whole process of doing weights very, very centering. It's kind of like a meditation for some reason. You're just kind of counting the reps and I don't know, it's boring, right? But it just really calms me down. So I come home and I'm zen after doing my workout. So that's kind of good alone time for me too.
Well, a way that I get alone time is it's going to kind of sound really sad, Leah, and it kind of is, but I eat lunch alone at my desk every day.
Oh, I get that.
So, you know, I've spent, I've been teaching over 30 years, so I've done all types of lunches, you know, the kind where you go into the lounge and everyone's there, the kind where you just meet with your group of friends, the time when you just eat with one friend, and it's all just too much, and all anyone talks about is work, and all they do is complain, because there's a lot to complain about. I don't blame them, you know, and the thing is I would join right in. So it's better for me just to be by myself, not complaining, in my room. I can catch up on work, or I can, you know, I don't even know what I do. You only get like 25 minutes for lunch, so it goes fast, and it is a good time to recenter yourself.
For sure. I completely understand that. You know, I often think I feel badly for students at school because they don't really have a place to escape to, right? So I think how stressful it must be for introverted kids to have to sit down like in a crowded cafeteria and, you know, sit either by themselves or with people they don't necessarily connect with. Because even when I go to our staff lounge / cafeteria, I to pick something up, and I actually often eat by myself too, I feel quite stressed. So I'll kind of look around, do a peripheral look, and then usually just dart right back out because I feel stressed. I have this anxiety about it. So, no, I get it. And I wish that there were more options for kids at school too, you know, kind of cozy spaces where they feel at home. I don't know. But understood. Well, speaking of work, I will often stay later at work, not so much to get like work stuff done, although I do that too, because I don't like to bring my work home, but I like to do my Leah stuff as well, you know, like writing, catching up on some texting with friends and stuff. I often will do that at work as opposed to at home. And also, I don't drive here in Beijing. We don't have a car. So that time in the taxi on the way home for me is totally worth the money. The taxis aren't very expensive here either, but I love going home by myself in a taxi in the evening. We have an option to take like a staff student bus home, but I find that super stressful because Edie, even though we are the two chit-chat chicks, I do not chit-chat that well with everybody at any time. I need to be sort of in charge and know when I'm going to be doing the chit-chatting and mentally prepare for it. Yeah. So I love going home by myself and reading in the back seat or doing my Duolingo.
Yeah, you can appease those characters that keep popping up during your alone
That's
time.
That's right. Exactly. I can hang out with my Duolingo friends. My animated friends. They're not even animated. They're just like frozen characters who hop around.
Well, another time that I use to get alone time, Leia, is my run walks. Mm-hmm. And I do like to do them alone so that I can either catch up on my podcasts or so I can listen to my Leonard and Mom jog mix on Spotify, listening to my 80s music. I love it so much. So much. But, you know, Leonard jogs, and often I'll be like, oh, should I go with you? I don't even know why I say that, because he's always like, no. You know, but he looks like he feels sad to say no to me. Plus, I couldn't keep up with him, so it's stupid that I even do that. I do like to walk with people sometimes, but, you know, it's kind of like my alone time. I did run into a friend from the past yesterday on my run walk, and she was carrying her phone, and I said, oh, what are you listening to? And she said nothing. She was just using it to count her steps, and she's like, I like to listen to the birds and the sound of nature.
You should have told her about the two chit-chat chicks. She needs to start listening to us.
Yeah, forget all those tweets, you know. Tweet.
Right. Never mind nature.
Listen to Leia and Edie. Chickadee. Oh, who wants to hear that? So.
Oh, man. Nice. Okay. Well, what are some of your favorite alone time destinations, Edie? Like, where do you go to be alone?
Well, I definitely go to my studio to be alone. Sometimes Lulu will join me, but that's okay because she rarely joins me. So I go to my studio and I either like tidy up because there's always just a royal mess to tidy up, or I start creating something and... Yeah, it's just my own space and everything in it is mine. You know, there's no teenage nonsense in there. So
right. That's good. You know, I actually like to be alone in public places. And, I like it back home, too, when, you know, we're in Canada or the States. But I really enjoy it, particularly here in China or in places where I don't speak the language, because I'm totally in my own bubble, right? Because for me to understand Mandarin, I have to listen really carefully. So I can totally zone it out, right? It can just be very much like background sound to me, like almost like white noise. And it's good. I love being in a crowd, but not having to engage. Like, I like the activity and the sort of the happy vibe of being in a coffee shop, let's say. But I don't, I don't think I would like it as much back in Canada, because I know there are times when I've been by myself in a restaurant or coffee shop and I hear what people say, and it just seems like, it seems like such drivel so often, right? It's like, oh, really? You're talking about your dishwasher and your landlord. And, you know, I mean, it's all good. It's all fine, right? It's the same stuff we all talk about. But you get tuned into it and it's irritating, right? Whereas here it's just background.
When you hear drivel, you should go over and recommend they listen to our episode about up-leveling their conversation.
Yes.
Excuse me, but did you ever think of up-leveling your conversation, you two?
Because this is
Stop
nonsense.
Talking about this drivel. It's nonsense, yes.
So stupid. I know. I can imagine here in China that everybody speaking is a total intellectual, right? It's just like everybody's so smart and they're only talking about deep, deep thoughts. But, you know, I'm sure they're talking about the same drivel that we do everywhere else.
Right? Anyway. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. So I also used to take a lot of vacations back in the days, not when I was single, but when I didn't have kids. But I guess also when I was single, but I'd go off on my own quite often. And that's not as easy these days, but I would like a fancy hotel staycation that involves just me and my reading and my writing. So I think I've got to do that before Christmas. That's going to be a goal, that I get away for a weekend.
Oh, that'd you're much cool, more right? adventurous than me. I don't like to be alone. Well, I do like to be alone in coffee shops, but I do get focused on all the conversations,
all the drivel.
Yeah. But I like to be alone in my orange chair in the living room. It's tucked in the corner. And I like to sit there and be alone and watch, as Gus calls it, my old person show, Grace and Frankie. They have a couple episodes out on season 7. It is not good. You know, they should have stopped season 4. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I was telling Gus this and he's like, everything I'm saying right now is drivel. I think you should delete this.
It's the drivel podcast. No.
But Gus asked if I was going to finish watching season 7 of Grace and Frankie. And I did hear that, you know, our country queen Dolly is going to be on it. And I'm like, of course I'm going to finish watching it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not as, you know, fresh and good as it was in the beginning. But, you know, I'm very devoted to it. Yeah.
I am too.
In my opinion.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your orange chair.
My orange chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would say my balcony. We've got a little balcony that sits off of our bedroom that's enclosed. And I've kind of taken it over. Don doesn't really get to go out there. But it's all there. There's a little mini fridge, a coffee maker, a rocking chair, a lamp, books. It's a fabulous place to hang out. Right now, I have to have a fan because it's too hot without a fan. You would probably need aircon, Edie, but I have a higher tolerance for heat than you do. Then in the winter, it gets cold out there. So I do have a little heater that I can drag out, but I love that. And, of course, my tub. My bathtub. And the season is coming up, Edie, where I will be doing a lot of stewing in my own juices. And that, oh, that sounds gross. I'll be soaking.
No, this is where I am calling it, Leia, because no one wants to hear about you stewing in your own juices. Let's move on.
Yuck. It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
So last week, we talked about our favorite foods, and our listeners, all of you, regaled us with lots of photos and comments in our private Facebook group, the Chit-Chat Coop.
We loved reading and seeing your food photos. Keep them coming. And if you haven't joined our Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, please do. It's fun. It's not drivel.
No drivel there. So this week, your challenge is to carve out some alone time for yourself and let us know how you did it. Share it with us on the coop.
That's it for the two Chit Chat Chicks.
Yeah. So check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to Edie's Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings. And do remember to join us at the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook.
If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Two Chit Chat Chicks on your favorite podcast app, and we'd love a 5-star rating and review on iTunes.
Oh, we sure would. Maybe you could carve out some alone time to do that.
Yes, carve out that time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.